are the real Muslims, because ISIS do exactly what the book says. Kill everyone who's not a Muslim and chop people's heads off and set them on fire and be fucking raging lunatics. But all the other Muslims go, they're not real Muslims because I read the book and ignore those parts. Well, then you're not fucking Muslim because you're ignoring the fucking book. Are the real Muslims, because ISIS do exactly what the book says. Kill everyone who's not a Muslim and chop people's heads off and set them on fire and be fucking raging lunatics. But all the other Muslims go, they're not real Muslims because I read the book and ignore those parts. Well, then you're not fucking Muslim because you're ignoring the fucking book. Are the real Muslims, because ISIS do exactly what the book says. Kill everyone who's not a Muslim and chop people's heads off and set them on fire and be fucking raging lunatics. But all the other Muslims go, they're not real Muslims because I read the book and ignore those parts. Well, then you're not fucking Muslim because you're ignoring the fucking book.
What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, I Told You Andrew Tate Was a CIA Asset Whose Job Is to Pretty Much Mislead Muslims and Make a Mockery Out of the Islamic Religion. So as you guys saw in the clip that I played, obviously, before this video, Andrew Tate said that the real Muslims are ISIS because they murder people. Now, for those of you who don't know, ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services. In fact, there are ISIS members right now fighting in Ukraine on behalf of the Jews. And of all the people who suffered under ISIS, the most? It was actually Muslims. So for Andrew Tate to come out and say that ISIS are the real Muslims is grotesquely incorrect, okay? Now, this was a real clip because Andrew Tate spoke about this with Piers Morgan, where he clarified his statements again, saying that ISIS are the real Muslims because, you know, they kill the enemies of God. You guys out there need to understand, man, use your brain. Where's ISIS now, other than fighting for Ukraine on behalf of the Jews? I mean, wasn't ISIS on the verge of, like, taking over the Muslim world, and then all of a sudden ISIS falls out of flavor? What happened, you know? I mean, if I was on the verge of taking over the world, I'd be like, hell yeah, baby. But yet, all of a sudden, ISIS is no longer in the news. What does that tell you? ISIS was a Jewish contraption, okay? And for Andrew Tate to come out and say ISIS are the real Muslims, that by itself is proof right there that he is a CIA asset, guys. I haven't been in this video for like a couple of minutes. I can end this video right now, and I'm 100% right that Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. But I'm gonna keep on talking more, because a lot of you guys out there have been asking me, yo, Andrew Tate just came out of prison. What do you think is gonna happen now? Now, as you guys know, I predicted that Andrew Tate will come out of prison during Ramadan. I told you that he's probably gonna come out within the first day of Ramadan. He came out a week later, which is why this is a very, very brilliant move on the part of the Jews, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, when Andrew Tate was tweeting from prison, and Andrew Tate was tweeting from prison, yet at the same time, he says he had no connection to the outside world, no electronics, no nothing, and yet he's fucking tweeting and writing emails from prison. How does that work, you know? Not to mention, Andrew Tate was released on March 31st, which coincidentally is the release date of the original Matrix in American theaters back in 1999. So, go figure, right? So, Andrew Tate, he said in his tweets that he's breaking his fast all alone. Isn't that something? He's breaking his fast all alone in a prison. How many times did I break the fast in my freaking car between doing DoorDash orders, you know, back in the day? You know, I don't do that anymore because, you know, there's no need for me to go out, suffer, sacrifice, and struggle like I did to get MGTOW TV off the ground a couple of years ago. But now you got these retarded Muslims who's like, oh my God, Andrew Tate, he's breaking his fast all alone. I pray to Allah for him. It's like, come on, bro. And then when he comes out, you know, he's holding a copy of the Quran, walking around saying all I did was read the Quran. And yet Sterling Cooper, who is a porn star, go figure, and one of his top right hand men, who says inshallah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, a porn star, right, of all people, huh? He comes out with a post the next day after Andrew Tate is released, and he has a picture of himself on a plane with like hot woman saying, hey guys, you want to live this lifestyle where you jet set all over the world and you fuck hot bitches? Join the war room. Link is in the description. Come on, man. That lifestyle is totally opposite of what Islam is. And I made a video, guys, before this titled Napoleon Bonaparte is proof Muslims are scumbags. You know, Napoleon Dynamite. I know there's a movie called Napoleon Dynamite. But anyways, Napoleon Bonaparte, like Andrew Tate, is a sociopath, a narcissist, and obviously high IQ. So for Napoleon to take over Egypt, you guys know that Napoleon took over Egypt with like minimal effort. You want to know why? Because he came out and he said, I love Muhammad, I love Islam, Islam is the solution. But the reality of the matter is he hated Muhammad, he mocked Islam, and he thought Arabs were ugly and low IQ retards, which to a certain degree, sadly and unfortunately, really is. Okay, the problem here, guys, is not Andrew Tate. Okay, I'm not upset at Andrew Tate. I'm just upset at the Muslims out there who are so insecure. You know, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You Muslims out there are one of two things. Either you are, either deep down you hate Muhammad, you hate Allah, and you want validation from somebody like Andrew Tate, one of them, or you are hypocrites and traitors. Guys, how many videos have we seen on YouTube where Muslims are like, brother, give us money, brother, we've been building this mosque, brother, we want to build this great mosque, Allah help us. Bro, how long have you been building that mosque for? 20 years now, ever since YouTube was running ads? You've been begging for money? Where's that money going, brah? That money is going into their pockets, guys. Guys, let me tell you something. The vast majority of Muslims out there who raise money, that money is going into their pocket. You know, there's a Muslim website out there called Launch Good. They started becoming really, really popular. Ali Da'wa is raising money. He wants to raise like $35,000 to teach reverts how to pray. Motherfucker, we teach converts how to pray at our local mosque for free. You can go on YouTube and get taught how to pray for free. Why are you raising money to teach converts or reverts, as he likes to call them, free? They're just taking that money, guys, and they're putting it in their pocket. Now, I'm not saying that LaunchGood is a scam website. It's being used by scammers to raise money for good things, but the reality of the matter, the vast majority of money is going into their pocket. Because again, why do you need $35,000 to teach a couple of hundred converts how to pray? Go to the local mosque. And do you know how many converts come to our mosque here and we teach them everything and we don't require money from them? We don't need anything. The fact that we are helping people from an Islamic perspective, that by itself is all we need to get brownie points with God. We don't need money to help non-Muslims who became Muslims out, yet Ali Da'wa wants $35,000. So you guys out there, man, be very, very wary of Muslim companies online or Muslim people online, because I'm telling you guys, there's a lot of hijabis out there who are using LaunchGood in place of, say, OnlyFans. You know, the bitch is 40, she's not gonna sell pussy, but she has no problem going on LaunchGood, say, giving you a sob story and saying, oh, I want a new car, and you know, you guys give her like $50,000 to go out and buy like a Mercedes Benz. Or, you know, there's a lot of people out there using LaunchGood to fund, you know, their buying a car, to fund going to college, to fund buying a home. It's like, come on, man. You guys need to understand something about Islam. Al-amalu bin-niyyat. Your deeds are by your intentions. So I know to a lot of you guys out there, well, what's wrong with a woman going on launch good and buying a car? Guys, the intention is not I'm doing this in the name of God. The intention is not, hey man, I really need this. If you guys remember when MGTOW TV started getting really popular, at one point our bill went up from a couple of $100 to about $1,000. If you guys remember, I was out in Yellowstone when I got that bill, and I'm like, hey guys, I'm gonna need help paying this bill. And you guys came in and donated, and you helped pay off the bill for the street. Oh god, I hate these people who drive big ass trucks and they go boom boom boom. Trust and believe, guys, one of these days I'm just gonna take the camera and I'm gonna show you the idiots who come out of the trucks, man. You got these fucking trucks that are jacked 25 feet high up in the air, then you see like a 5'2" guy who makes Yogi Obes look like Chad coming out of the goddamn truck. It's unbelievable. You know, it's like that episode of Family Guy where a guy has a big ass car, you know, goes into a tunnel, gets ran over by a train or some dumb shit like that, and then the car that's super long is like super small, and a bus of hot women are passing by him and they're laughing at him because, you know, his car is small like his penis. It's the same thing with these truck drivers out there who are like, vroom vroom vroom, look at my monster truck. It's like, bro, you have a pencil dick. All the monster trucks in the world are not gonna make you be 6'3", 250 pounds, but it's okay. You can live in that demented mind of yours. Anyways, I think they finally found parking and they're gone. All right, so going back to what I was just saying is that I was telling you guys that a lot of these Muslims out there, man, they're just scamming you, okay? And their intention is to scam, okay? And I understand there are times where you genuinely need the money or bad things will happen. Like I said, when the streaming bill for MGTOW TV was, it was actually like $1,100. It wasn't, you know, it went from $300-$400 to $1,100 because that's when MGTOW TV got popular. And I was in Yellowstone at the time. And I'm like, yo, man, I need help with this bill. You guys stepped up. So what did I do? What I did was instead of having our streaming services over at DigitalOcean, I created our own streaming CDN. So I cut my bill from $1,100 down to like $350 for streaming. What you guys need to understand is that when it comes to video hosting, you know, this is a bit technical, it really has nothing to do with the video, but just so you guys can understand, all these websites that play video, those videos are somewhere, okay? They're not up in the cloud magically, they're stored somewhere. So all the videos we have on MGTOW TV, they're stored on a server. So you have two costs, you have storage cost and you have streaming cost. Now, fortunately, MGTOW TV is not that popular where we are being charged streaming cost because our streaming bandwidth is not that super duper high, at least not yet. So we are being charged storage. So I'm paying $350 a month for a server that has 100 terabytes. However, we have about 30 terabytes used up. So that means, you know, when we get close to 100 terabytes, I have to buy another server and lease that server, okay? But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that all these videos, I don't care if it's Rumble, YouTube, all these servers are stored somewhere. BitChute stores the videos on people's computers. This is why BitChute is not as fast as our websites are. This is why BitChute is not able to like do what we do, because when you have the videos stored on other people's computers, you know, bits here, bits there, you really don't have much leeway in using those videos for ads or anything like that. So this is why I store my videos in a centralized location. That way I have more control over the videos. Now the downside to that, obviously, if the hard drive goes bad, if the company says, hey man, get your stuff the fuck out of here, you know, those are all very, very minor but serious problems that, you know, those chances of them happening are minimal, but you have to plan for them. Now, the point I'm trying to tell you with this story, guys, is that, okay, yeah, it's okay to come out and say, hey, man, I need this money, otherwise bad things will happen. In our case, you know, if I didn't come up with the $1,100, I had most of that money. I just needed a couple hundred dollars more from you, the community. So if I didn't come up with that $1,100, DigitalOcean would have like deleted our content, and you know, there'll be no more MGTOW TV content on DigitalOcean. So in my case, yeah, that was a legitimate reason to come to the community saying, yo man, I need help or else. Okay, now what did I do after that is that instead of coming to the community and saying, yo man, let's have a monthly donation shit like that, I simply created my own CDN that I'm able to pay for out of my own pocket. Now in the case of LaunchGood and stuff like that, a lot of these people, especially women, they're using LaunchGood and other online donation portals as a way to make monthly income out of it. You know, when they tell you, oh brother, I need money to go to college, it's like, bro, college is not make it or break it, bro. I get it, college is expensive, but going to the community and saying, yo man, give me money so I can go to college, that's tacky. You know, that's as tacky as fucking passport bro scumbag Austin Holman saying, hey guys, give me $75,000 so I can travel the world. You know, you guys need to understand, man, when it comes to begging for money, Islam tells us you beg for money only when you have no other choice. Again, in my case, back when I just told you guys, when I begged for a couple hundred dollars to pay off our CDN cost over at DigitalOcean, it was either that or else bad things will happen. So from an Islamic perspective, you legitimately have the right to beg for money when it's either that or bad things will happen. And also at the same time, guys, you have to keep in mind, you know, we're all benefiting from MGTOW TV. So when some guy comes out and he begs for $250,000 to go to college, well, who's going to benefit from his college degree? Only him, right? At least in my case, you guys benefit from watching videos on MGTOW TV. But in the case of all these people who are like begging money for college education, buying a brand new car, starting a business, who is going to benefit from it other than they themselves? So from an Islamic perspective, all these people who are begging for money, I'm not going to go out and say it's haram. It's extremely, extremely tacky, okay? And just to let you know, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, and this is something very common during his days, when you go to war and you conquer a new tribe, a new people, you take the spoils of war, primarily money, and you disperse it to your people. So the Prophet Muhammad was dispersing charity to his people, and this greedy ass man, he came in and he wanted to take as much silver as he can. Now he tried to carry it with his hands, he's like, it's fallen out of my hands. Then he used his you know how you can use a shirt to carry stuff, you know, if you flip this shirt over, you know, you can probably carry some stuff in it more than in your hand. So that's what the man did. He flipped his gown over to like carry a lot of silver coins, and you know, it was too heavy, he couldn't carry it alone. And he said, hey Prophet, can you help me carry all this stuff? The Prophet Muhammad said no. and the man waddled away with as much silver as he can carry, and the Prophet Muhammad was looking at him with disgust. So all you Muslims out there who are like on launch good, you're begging money for a college education, to start a business, to buy a Lambo, shit like that, God and his prophets are disgusted by you. Begging for money is only when it is legitimate and that money goes to the people who you are saying that money goes to. Because a lot of Muslims, you know, remember when that earthquake happened in Turkey a couple of months back? A lot of Muslims said, give us money, we're gonna take that money and we're gonna give it to the people who suffered in the earthquake, which is a legitimate campaign. Now, of all the guys who took money, let's be absolutely realistic, how many of them actually gave that money directly to the people who suffered and to the well-being of that, of the people who suffered? We here in America know that 95% of money raised is kept by the people who funded the campaign. That's a fact, okay? Well, it's the same thing in the Muslim world. You know, this is why I don't donate to anybody online. I don't donate to anybody online unless I know you, you know? I will donate to Sheikh Imran Hussein because I know he's a good person. You know, our imam at our mosque, he said he has a friend in Germany that is helping the people of Turkey, so I donated to our imam because I've known him for decades, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, I'm going to donate to people I know. This is why I'm telling you guys, when it comes to donating, donate to local organizations, donate to the local mosque, donate to people that you know, because you know where that money is going to. Don't donate to people online when they say, like Ali Dawah, hey man, give me $35,000 so I can teach converts how to pray. It's like, bro, you do that shit for free. You don't need money for it, you fucking scammer. And this is a thing that I want you guys out there to understand. The vast majority of Muslims out there are fucking scammers. They view you Muslims as piggy banks, you know. Andrew Tate came out and said, all I did was read the Quran. And now Andrew Tate is saying, I'm thinking, how do we defeat Shaitan? It's like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You guys need to understand, man. You know, you want to know how you can defeat Shaitan? I'm going to tell you guys how to defeat Shaitan. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's it. That's all you need to defeat Shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim means I seek refuge with God. I seek refuge with God from Satan most despised. That's it. That's all you need to defeat Shaitan. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad tells us, when you get angry, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, because when you say it, all of a sudden calmness comes onto you because God is protecting you from the antics of Satan. So for you guys to have Andrew Tate walking around, you know, pacing around his apartment, how do I defeat Shaitan? How do I defeat Shaitan? How? He's going to come out and he's going to ask for money. You know, Hustler University, he's making tens of millions of dollars off of that. Fucking Indian curry sales scammer Hamza is already a multi-millionaire, selling you a scam course for $400 a month. The guy is not even offering refunds anymore. And I told you guys, his course is pretty much a private Facebook group. That's what it really is. And he's charging you $400 a month. So this just goes to show you guys, the people out there who are easiest to scam and take advantage of are sadly and unfortunately Muslims. And by the way, guys, this whole Allah forgives, this whole revert bullshit, it's fucking bullshit, okay? Now, first of all, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, they lived during a period of Jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah is when you are living in ignorance, okay? Like, for example, one of the things that they did during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, which was part of Jahiliyyah, was if the firstborn was a girl, they would dig a hole in the desert, they would put the baby girl in that hole, and then they would cover her up. In other words, they'd effectively murder the baby girl, okay? Now, We don't do that nowadays, even though if we did that, it might actually be a good thing the way women are nowadays. But that's not the point of this video. The point of this video is that during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, the reason why they were murdering the firstborn because it was a girl was simply because women were useless, okay? They can't work, they can't fight, they cost you money. So if your firstborn was a boy, then you know you can use him as slave labor, okay? But if your firstborn was a girl, then you know she's just gonna take your money. This is why the Muslims killed her, killed the firstborn if it was a daughter. Looking back at that, guys, I think the Muslims, now they weren't Muslims at the time, I think the Arabs were onto something when they were killing the firstborn if it was a girl. And this just goes to show you guys, not to go out on a tangent, this just goes to show you, man, we are at a period now where we're going back to Jahiliya on steroids. So during the period of Jahiliya, people didn't know any better, you know, because God in the Quran says, hey man, I provide for you, okay? When a bird, in fact, Islam tells us this, you know, when a bird goes out in the morning, it knows it's gonna bring back food for its nest. So if a freaking bird can bring back food for its nest and take care of its young, then we as humans should very at least be certain that God is gonna help us to bring food back to our young, even though our firstborn was a freaking girl. Nowadays, guys, you know, you have people out there, like Aaron Cleary said, the biggest mistake a man in the West can do is have children that he cannot afford. That's the biggest mistake we can do, even though Islam tells us that I will provide for you. This just goes to show you guys that we live in such a evil society. Forget Jahiliya, guys. We are in a toxic, evil society. We have passed ignorance. We are doing the boogie-woogie, the electric slide in the end zone of facade and corruption nowadays, okay? This is why this whole thing of Allah forgives, revert is bullshit, because Andrew Tate made his money selling pussy. That's haram in Christianity. Andrew Tate made his real money in casinos and gambling, which is really, really haram in Christianity. Yet this just goes to show you guys out there that this guy, whose entire existence is built on haram, he can come out here and say, I'm Muslim. Oh, here's a picture of me at a mosque, you know, praying with some dude. And now the Muslims are like, Allah forgives you. Really, guys? Really? Napoleon Bonaparte did the same damn thing, and look what he did. He took over Egypt, and ever since Napoleon Bonaparte took over Egypt, Egypt has been a shithole of a country for the past 200 plus years. So there you go, guys. All you Muslims out there need is some guy, one of them, to validate your religion, and you guys are fucking desperate. You know, deep down, you Muslims hate Allah, you hate Muhammad, and you need a guy like Andrew Tate to validate your religion. This is why Muslims all over the world are worshipping Andrew Tate. It's because deep down, they hate Muhammad, they hate Allah, they're ashamed of the religion. You know, even back during the time of Napoleon Bonaparte, where the Europeans really weren't that much better off than the Muslims, you know, people back then were still ashamed of Allah and Muhammad. You know, the mullahs of Al-Azhar said to Napoleon, as long as you say you're Muslim, bro, you can drink alcohol, you can do whatever the F you want. Just as long as you say you're Muslim, we're happy with you. You can conquer us all you want, baby. So this just goes to show you that Muslims indeed are scumbags, you know. Out of a billion plus Muslims, how many Amr Mitwalis, how many Sheikh Imran Husseins are out there who are telling you what pretty much I'm telling you, what Sheikh Imran Hussein is telling you? They're not, you know. Again, Ali Dawah, fucking Halal, Fresh and Fit, come on, man. Then you got this Mahdi Tajini, whatever his name is, you know, the guy goes on a... The guy goes on a podcast with fucking pearly things, and then the next thing you know, he's got 100,000 subs on his channel and making, you know, $20,000-$30,000 a month. Guys, they're all in on it. You guys need to understand, man, Pearly Things has assurances from YouTube that she's gonna be successful. Guys, you need to understand, man, when you see these people coming out of nowhere and all of a sudden they go from zero to hero, trust and believe that they are being backed by YouTube. This is what I'm telling you guys. There's a lot of CIA assets out there. It's not just fucking Andrew Tate. Guys, you need to understand, man, YouTube is a CIA company. All these major social media companies, they're all CIA run. If you guys don't believe me, do you know that Google headquarters are right next to Moffett Air Force Base in Mountain View? I know, because I used to deliver food to Google and I would deliver food to Moffett Air Force Base, okay? Moffett Air Force Base is like the most advanced research center in all of America when it comes to a lot of things the CIA and the US government does, okay? NASA, Ames Research Center is there. Trust and believe, DARPA is there working with that fucking jutard, Elon Musk, okay? So, I told you guys before, social media is the CIA's wet dream. You know, instead of the CIA trying to build an actor or a musician or infiltrate a musician's team to have them say certain things, the CIA can simply take somebody like Andrew Tate, somebody like Pearly Things, and all of a sudden, boom, shakalaka, they're the most important people on the internet, you know. So the internet, these social media companies, guys, they are the CIA's wet dream. And you guys need to understand, man, the CEO of Google, the Indian curry sale, he's at Moffett Air Force Base having lunch. Real talk, he's having lunch with top generals at Moffett Air Force Base. What the fuck is the CEO of a tech company doing having lunch with motherfucking generals? He's in on it. They're all in on it, and you idiots out there are not realizing that. You know, this is why a lot of guys go apeshit when, you know, they're told that Pearly Things is king of the manosphere. Yeah, she has CIA behind her. Duh. Andrew Tate became the most Googled guy on the face of the planet. Yeah, he has the CIA behind him. Duh, CIA owns YouTube. They own Google. Guys, just because these companies are supposedly private, just because these companies, you know, every now and then they come out and, you know, they act like, you know, they're not pro-government, doesn't mean they're not fucking owned by the government. It's fucking control. It's called controlled opposition. When you tards out, they're gonna understand that. It's called controlled opposition. Same thing with Rumble, by the way, guys. If you guys think Rumble is the real deal, I have a bridge in San Francisco to sell too. At the end of the day, guys, you're gonna have lefty liberals on YouTube. You're gonna have righty nutties on Rumble. You look at all these people on Rumble, whether it's Steven Crowder, Russell Brand, Tim Pool, they're all controlled opposition, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, what are they saying or doing that fucking Alex Jones isn't saying or doing? So at the end of the day, guys, these guys are strategically grooming you to for something. You got the lefty liberals grooming you on YouTube to be degenerates and tranny faggots. And then you have the righty nutties on Rumble grooming you to be fucking MAGA so the government can crack down on MAGA, saying, oh yeah, look, you know, TFM did a great live stream yesterday saying eventually people who are on the right wing, you know, MAGA supporters, they're going to be blacklisted. Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if you are a subscriber to unrumble, they might even blacklist you, saying, oh yeah, you're a righty nutty, you know, you can't have guns, or, you know, you're a threat, so we have to throw you in concentration camps, you know. So you guys need to be very, very careful of shit out there, whether it's a company like Rumble that comes out of nowhere, or somebody like Mehdi Tijani who comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden they're praised as heroes. You need to be very, very careful with it, because I am telling you, as somebody who's been approached by the CIA, if the CIA can't get to you, they'll make sure that you don't get to anybody else. Don't believe me? Go look at my channel on YouTube, guys. My channel on YouTube isn't going anywhere. When I make a video exposing people like Hamza, Andrew Tate, fucking Austin Holman, damn bird. When I make videos exposing these people, guess what? They don't go anywhere. It's as if Susan is saying, yeah, Amr, I'm going to make sure you don't tell the truth about people that we are backing, you know. Just go to my channel on YouTube. Just look at my videos, you know. When I make a video exposing somebody like Hamza, Andrew Tate, the video goes nowhere, you know. Trust and believe, somebody out there knows who the fuck we are, and they want to make sure that we do not succeed, because again, MGTOW is not part of the agenda, or the very least, the CIA couldn't infiltrate MGTOW. Goddamn bird. Probably gonna be here all night. Oh well, who cares? You guys probably can't hear him as much as I do. So going back to what I was saying before the damn bird interrupted, which she interrupted again, could be a she for all we know, but who gives a fuck, is that this thing about converts and reverts is bullshit, okay? A lot of people out there are saying, I'm a revert. Okay, here's what you guys need to understand, man. When you are born as a Muslim, okay? And then your parents, they put you on a path to where you become a Jew, Christian, Hindu, okay? This is why kids under the age of puberty, when they die, they go to heaven, because they are not on a religious... Because, see, kids do not have accountability for God. Let me say that one more time, okay? Before a kid has their puberty, they do not have an account with God, okay? This is why they go to heaven when they die, because they do not have an account with God where God will hold them accountable, okay, before the age of puberty, okay? Now, again, Islam tells us every kid is born a Muslim, and it's their family, their culture, that puts them on a path to be something else. So now, the big hoopla on the internet is reverts, where fucking dirty sharmuta woman who are now 27, 28 years old, they got more miles of pipe in them than the Alaska pipeline, saying, oh, I have reverted back to Islam, all places to Allah. It's like, come on, bitch. This whole revert shit is bull fucking shit. There's something called takdir, okay? Takdir means divine destiny. That's what takdir means, okay? God doesn't play dice with the universe, okay? Now, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, there wasn't Muslim families that you could be born into. Today, you have a billion plus Muslims, okay? You could have been born into a Muslim family. Why were you not born into a Muslim family? There's a reason behind it, okay? So this whole notion of I'm a revert back to Islam, yeah, I don't believe that bullshit. Not saying it doesn't exist, but for the vast majority of people out there, this whole revert thing is simply a scam. That's what it is. And white women love to use it more than anybody else, because all of a sudden, a white woman who's a total hoe, a total degenerate, no white, even a black guy doesn't want her, and all of a sudden she goes into Islam, hey y'all, I'm Muslim, alhamdulillah. And you get all these Arabs fighting over one another to stick their dick in a blonde pube. It's really sad and pathetic how you Muslim guys really are out there. I mean, you do anything for a white woman. Listen, I'll be the first person to say, hey, take a white girl over any other girl. I'd be the first person to tell you that. But come on, man, you gotta have some standards, dude. Why the fuck you taking a girl who was a town bicycle? A girl that's such a degenerate hoe that not even fucking black guys want her. What does that say about you at that point, right? So, point that I'm trying to get to you guys, this notion of Allah forgives, this notion of I'm a revert, more likely than not, it's bullshit. Because again, you know, that hojabi who all of a sudden finds Allah at 27, 28 after getting cummed in her face for the past 15 years. It's like, bitch, where was Allah? Where was Muhammad when Sharon Tyrone was Eiffel Towering you? Where was Allah when the whole basketball team was running a train on you, bitch? And now all of a sudden you find Allah? Don't you think that these hoes know that being dirty sharmutas is a bad thing? They know that. They know it's haram. They know that, you know. Even Christianity says being a sharmuta is a bad thing. You know, they know what they're doing is wrong, guys, okay? All these women you see coming on social media, TikTok, YouTube, saying, I regret being a feminist. I regret being a hoe. I regret being a slut. They knew what they were doing is wrong. They don't regret it. They just regret the fact that they're not 21 anymore and they're not getting flown out to Dubai. They're not getting Eiffel Towered by Chad and Tyrone. That's what they really regret. They know what they were doing is wrong. And trust and believe, no woman regrets being a dirty, dirty sharmuta. Let me say that one more time. No woman out there regrets being a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta. Okay, so you guys out there who believe these women who come into Islam, I found Allah. Guys, let me tell you something. I know so many Muslim guys who married these so-called revert sisters, and the bitch ends up physically abusing them, and she's not a Muslim, okay? She just claimed to be a Muslim to get some guy to marry her, and she ends up physically abusing them. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand the vast majority of women out there, the vast majority of guys out there who live a lifestyle of degeneracy, like Andrew Tate and hojabis, when they come into Islam all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, it's a scam. It's a scam. Napoleon Bonaparte. You guys need to understand something. What are you gaining from becoming a Muslim, okay? Napoleon Bonaparte, when he said, okay, guys, I'm Muslim, what did Napoleon Bonaparte gain? He took over Egypt, okay? What does a dirty, dirty sharmuta who claims she's now a Muslim, what does she get? She gets a high-value Muslim making $250,000 a year as a doctor, okay? What does Andrew Tate gain from becoming a Muslim? He gets people joining Hustlers University. By the way, guys, Hustler University used to be $50. I think it's $150 now. It's probably going to go up to $400 or $500. I mean, if a fucking curry sale scammer who's like 20 years old is able to sell a fucking glorified Facebook group for $400 a month, I'm pretty sure Andrew Tate can probably sell Hustlers University for $500, $600, $700, $800 a month. So at the end of the day, guys, you gotta ask yourself the trillion dollar. At the end of the day, guys, you gotta ask yourself the $1 trillion question: what is these people who all of a sudden claim to be Muslim? What is it are they gaining from me? Same thing, even with people who are supposedly Muslim, what are they gaining by coming out and saying, hey man, give us money? Again, all these Muslims who say, oh, donate to my launch code, oh brother, donate to my mosque, what are they gaining out of it? They're gaining money out of it. Guys, you're not supposed to, I said this before, I'm gonna say it again for in this video, you're not supposed to beg for money unless it's absolutely crucial or else, okay? Begging for money on a daily basis like that for a mosque or for a car or for, I'm not going to say it's haram, but it's very, very tacky and it's very, very bad for the community, because eventually the community is going to become jaded. Like TFM said in one of the live streams yesterday, you know, TFM said something very, very true. He said kindness is when you give money out of the kindness of your heart. But when you have the government giving people welfare, it's like, why would I want to give you money? You know, isn't the government giving you WIC? I mean, look, like TFM said, how many of these people out there are on welfare and they're driving fucking Escalades, you know, $500 Nike? You're not going to give money out of the kindness of your heart when the person who comes into your store with a fucking welfare WIC card is driving in a fucking Benz, right? It's the same thing with these Muslim scammers out there, you know. Muslim scamming has been going on for a couple of years now. It's not been going on as welfare as long as welfare has been in the US, but it's catching on real fast. You know, when you go on GoFundMe and you say, hey, give me $250,000 so I can get a college degree, and people are just giving you money, nobody's gonna give from the kindness of their hearts anymore. You know, this is why I'm telling you guys out there, give to people that you can trust. People like Sheikh Imran Hussein. Unfortunately, Sheikh Imran Hussein is in his 80s, you know. I don't know how much longer he's going to be with us. But the younger Muslims, for the most part, they're fucking scum, you know. So there's going to come a time, guys, when you guys are not going to give out money. Because you're like, these people are fucking scammers, you know. Honestly, guys, honestly, I would rather donate to Terrence Pop than donate to Muslims, because at least I know that Terrence Pop is going to use that money in good faith. These Muslims out there, guys, I don't trust them, okay? So the point of this video, guys, is that Andrew Tate is simply a CIA asset. He's fucking mocking Islam. I mean, even Hammerhand called him out for making a video where Andrew Tate said if he had a choice between an ugly woman and a hot tranny, go with the tranny. That's haram, you know. When you come out and you say fucking ISIS are the real Muslims because they murder people, what the fuck is that? So, you guys out there, keep in mind that Andrew Tate eventually is going to claim to be the Mahdi, okay? I'm seeing a lot of people on social media now, they're bots, obviously. They're saying Andrew Tate is the chosen one, okay? Andrew Tate will claim to be the Mahdi. Do not be surprised if he changes his name to Ali. That's what Napoleon Bonaparte did, by the way, okay? To fool the Muslims of Egypt into thinking that he's actually one of them, he changed his name to Ali Bonaparte. Of course, he didn't change his name. He just said, oh, my name now is Ali, you know. It's not Napoleon anymore. And another thing, Andrew Tate probably will claim to be like a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad through his father, you know, because his father was black, okay? One of Napoleon's generals claimed to have married an Egyptian woman who is a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. Well, first of all, the Prophet Muhammad does not have any descendants, okay? Now, the Prophet Muhammad, his descendants are from women and not from men, okay? We go by Bizrit al-Ab, we go by the seed of the father. So your male heirs carry your seed. Your women do not carry your seed, okay? Like, for example, my sister's kids, she's not part of the Mitwali. They are not part of the Mitwali lineage, okay? They're part of their father's lineage, okay? Same thing with the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad, he did not have any male heirs whatsoever. So nobody out there can claim to be the descendant of Muhammad. Nobody out there can do that, but you know they're doing that because that way they can scam you and make themselves feel important, okay? You know, the real lineage out there that matters is that of Bani Israel. That includes King David, Jesus, and me. It doesn't include Mark Zuckerberg, and it definitely doesn't include Andrew Tate. So all of these Muslim guys out there who claim to be descendants of Muhammad. At best, they are ignorant and they think it's something to be proud of. At worst, they're scammers. Because at the end of the day, guys, the Prophet Muhammad said there is no difference between an Arab and a black man. And back then, black people were the lowest of the low. Okay, you think black people had it bad here in America? They actually had it worse during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. And just to let you know, Islam actually phased out slavery. So there was no slavery in Islam. At least there's not supposed to be. I mean, there may be neo-con slavery or, you know, neo-slavery. But in Islam, you're not supposed to have slaves. Just to let you guys know. But that's not the point of the video. The point of the video that I'm trying to tell you is that there is no superiority of an Arab over anybody else. And there's definitely no superiority of, oh yeah, I'm the descendant of Muhammad. Doesn't mean jack squat, because again, Prophet Muhammad had no male heirs. Therefore, the seed of Muhammad died with Muhammad himself. So nobody out there can claim to be the seed of Muhammad. You can be the seed of King David like me, because we know King David and his son, King Solomon, you know, they fucked thousands of women, Genghis Khan style. I don't think they had to rape. You know, Genghis Khan was a fugly looking dude, so he probably had to rape, you know. But King David, King Solomon, if they looked anything like me, well, at least we look better than Coach Bitchpill, and that's really all that matters if you think about it. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there, Andrew Tate was released during the first week of Ramadan. That way he can claim that he read the Quran. That way he can claim that he fasted all by himself and broke his fast in a cold jail cell in Romania. That way people can feel sorry for him. Not to mention, again, because a lot of you guys, when the first day of Ramadan came around, a lot of you guys were like, Amr, you said that Andrew Tate is going to be released on the first day of Ramadan. He hasn't been released yet. Guess you were wrong. Well, another thing to keep in mind again is that, you know, Andrew Tate was released on the theatrical release date of the original Matrix, March 31st. So Andrew Tate was going to be released on March 31st. You know, he couldn't be released a week earlier because obviously March 31st is the theatrical release date of the original Matrix. Guys, if that's not proof to you guys out there that Andrew Tate is fucking CIA, you know, some Muslims out there are fucking retarded. They're saying, oh, Andrew Tate got released on the release of the original Matrix. That's the Illuminati telling us, Andrew Tate, that's strike two, strike three, we're gonna kill you. Bull fucking shit. Andrew Tate is the Matrix. If you're not part of the Matrix, guess what? You're gonna end up like me, delivering DoorDash, your YouTube channel not going anywhere. Guys, go type Amr Metwali into the Google search engine. Nothing pops out about me. Okay, go type in MGTOW. MGTOW TV doesn't even show up. I'm telling you guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The Jews are not going to shine a light on you unless you're either controlled opposition or you are a stupid idiot like BLM or Passport Bros. Okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, guys, Andrew Tate is in on it like Napoleon Bonaparte. He's a narcissist. He's obviously high IQ. He's a sociopath. His job is to corrupt Islam by misleading Muslims, just like Napoleon Bonaparte did, and he made Egypt a French colony. You know, once Napoleon Bonaparte invaded Egypt, that was pretty much the beginning of the end of Egypt. You know, today Egypt is a shithole country because of Napoleon Bonaparte. Those are facts. They're not even a personal opinion. Okay, you Muslims out there who gonna follow Andrew Tate, you're gonna be lost souls. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.